Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 10. Okay. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kunteya jagatvi parivartite maya by me adyakshena by superintendence prakriti general nature suyate manifests sa both chara acharam the moving and the non-moving hetuna for the reason anena this kunteya O son of Kunti, Jagat, the cosmic manifestation, be parivartite, is working. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under His rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Purport. It's clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Will and the background of this material manifestation. But the management is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita, that all of the living entities in different forms and species, I am the Father. The Father gives seeds to the womb of the mother for the child. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, by His mere glance, injects all the living entities into the womb of material nature. And they come out in their different forms and species, according to their last desires and activities. All these living entities, although born under the glance of the Supreme Lord, take their different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation. He simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created immediately. Because He glances over material nature, is undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord, but He has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, the fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person, yet the smelling and the flower are detached from one another. There is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it has nothing to do with this material world, but He creates by His glance and ordains. In summary, the material nature, without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot do anything. Yet the Supreme Personality of God is detached from all material activities. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kunteya jagatvi parivartite. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Krishna has already mentioned that at the end of the millennium, all living entities enter into Him. And then when the creation starts again, then by His glance, He puts them back into the material nature, where they start from where they left off. And He says this is happening again and again and again, and it's going to happen again and again and again. So as long as one is in the material world, although one may think one is making progress in some way or another, but actually it's the same thing over and over and over again. Punak punas charvita charvananam. Everyone is just chewing the chewed. going up, and maybe by some pious activities, becoming a demigod, and then becoming puffed up, like Indra, fleeing from the demon or from whoever he's fleeing from into a lotus flower, into the Manasarovar lake, whatever, and then coming back to again to this Bhumandala, and then going to hell, being tortured for millions of years, taking the form of a pig or a dog or whatever, and coming back again to the human form of life and going back to heaven, and here we are. How many lockdowns have we endured? And afterwards we're free. We can do whatever we want, and then we're back again. And the point is that, we're not going to make so many points, but the point is that Krishna, although he's, by his energies, he's doing all this, but actually he's not really part of it. We've chose to play in this game. Krishna set up the game for us, but he's not one of the players. He has nothing to do with whether we become Brahma or we become an ant. That's up to us, how we play the game. Now, most people don't know how to play the game, and they don't really care about how they're supposed to play the game. They just want to play the game. And it's the same game over and over again. I am Tarzan, you are Jane. I am Mickey Mouse, you are Minnie Mouse. I am Romeo, I am Juliet. That's the whole game. There's no other game being played here. The queen ant meets the king ant and they fall in love. And all the other ants are going, oh, how beautiful and romantic. And we can see that's, you know, when the lion meets the lioness and they have their cubs and they're in bliss. We have the best cubs in the area. They eat the most meat. They're going to grow up to be like their dad. King of the forest. Royal cubs. And we think something's going to be different this time. This, and it is a little different. Sometimes it's worse and sometimes it's really bad. And when it's really bad, we think, well, it's pretty good. It's not so bad. It wasn't as bad as... And even in the... We can see everything. Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even in hell, people find enjoyment. There's one cartoon that said, these people are entering into hell. And one, and there's all the flames everywhere. And one turns to the other and says, the secret is keep yourself hydrated. You know what hydrated means? Drink enough water. So everyone has their remedy. Everyone has their way of making things better. But ultimately, it's as long as we stay in the material world, it's all temporary. And therefore, wherever we wind up, we're always going to be fearful. If it's good, we're going to be fearful that I'm going to lose the situation if we like it. And if it's bad, then we think it's going to go on forever. When you're in the dentist chair and the drill starts, you're hearing the drill, you think, I'm going to be here for one moment, seems like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes. That's as close as we get to Krishna as when we hear the drill, feeling separation. And when things are going nicely, we think, wow, it just went so quickly. So that's material existence. The more we suffer, the longer it takes. And the more we enjoy, the quicker it goes. And we're hoping this time is going to be different. And it's never different. It's always the same. Therefore, the solution is somehow or another, and one of the purposes of this is to show that actually Krishna is a nice person, that's all. That he's not really involved in material energy. We can't really judge Krishna by the horrible things that are going on in the material world. Generally, people think that if God was good and he was actually in control, then why are so many bad things happening? The conception that God is creating everything, controlling everything, and yet he has nothing to do with material nature is inconceivable for people. Because if they were in that position of being the controller, they get involved in everyone's life. They would be looking at every. They can't conceive. God's in everyone's heart, watching everything that's going on, and he's completely neutral to the whole thing. It's just like, it's inconceivable. How can they watch that little kitten get devoured by the dog? Well, stop, stop, this is too much. I've taken this, you know, I try to be aloof, but this is too much for me. Because we can't imagine what reality is and how much we're in a dream. Because we're so much absorbed in this happiness and distress, this gain and victory and everything else, that we can't imagine being aloof from the whole thing. But hopefully, because even when we become a little detached, we think, wow, I can't believe how detached I am. And the next moment we're completely absorbed in the situation. So how can anyone be everywhere and not get disturbed by what's going on? You know, one day Krishna says, I've had enough. No more creation. I just can't take this anymore. It's too sad. I have a heart too. No, we can't imagine from Krishna's point of view what's actually going on. How the whole universe is just one big school, and that eventually some people do learn their lessons, which makes the whole school worthwhile. Vita raga baya krodha manmana bhavamad bhakto bahava gana tapasa putamad bhavam agata. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, thus they all developed transcendental love for me. So this is not just an endless game that no one ever gets out of. You get stuck in this game and you're here forever. And you pray to God, please let me out. And you go, sorry. Once you're in, you never get out. You're... Well, Krishna says many people get out, but the people who got out never come back and tell you about how they got out. Therefore, we should have some confidence that although it's an endless game and most people don't want to get out, that's why they never get out, because they like what they're doing. They like being part of this game. But those who are wanting to get out, then gradually they'll make some progress, and eventually they will get out. They will go back to the spiritual world. Otherwise, in the stories of the Krishna book, so many, the Munichari gopis, the Rishichari gopis, there are so many. So where do they come from? They came from the conditioned souls who eventually learned their lessons and went back to the spiritual world. So we can also be one of those souls that learned the lesson. And then we'll find out that actually Krishna is a nice person. He didn't really want to create the material world, but he created it because there are souls that don't want to be in the spiritual world. They don't want to be assistants to Krishna and to his other liberated souls. They want to be the center. And here we are trying to be the center. Because we're not the center. We're simply little souls put in love with our material bodies and minds, and we're watching them, trying to put them in the center. The here's my Radha and Krishna, and here's my Radha. I'm Krishna, you're Radha. Let's pretend that we're in the center for a while. And when we wake up and find out that actually we were never in the center, then we'll think, well, actually we won't think. We'll be back in the spiritual world, and we won't have to remember being in this material world anymore. We'll think it was just a bad dream. And it is. It's a bad dream. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? When we get back to the spiritual world, we don't go back, here I am, great. Everyone's playing, yay, great, you did a great job. Yeah, I'm the chosen one out of all those rascals back in the material world, I made it. Yes, obeisances. And we can't imagine a world where there are unlimited living entities that are all completely in harmony. And that in the spiritual world, everyone wants everyone to become close to Krishna as possible. Here everyone's kind of knocking each other away. I'm first, get out of my way. And there everyone's pushing each other forward. So we can't imagine what that's like. But we should try to imagine what it's like. That's why we're here, to find out what it's like. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said we have to put into the center, not ourselves, but something else.
Well, we're not in the center anyhow. We're putting this body in the center. But it's not us either. So it's our position. It's our normal position to try to put someone else in the center. Just like this body has become our deity. So we've substituted Krishna for a body. But we have to have a little faith that Krishna is even nicer than our body is. Hard to believe. Just imagine how much we're in love with our body. How much attention and care and concern we have for our body. Imagine if we had that same concern and attention for Krishna. That's all. It's just substituting one deity for the other. This has become our worshipable deity. We love it. We care for it. We think about it. We want others to touch it and think about it also. Touch me, feel some bliss. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, now I'm also thinking about the activities that we perform, how to put, what are the right activities not to put us in the center or...
Oh, we're not in the center.
Yes.
Even if we put our body in the center, it's not us. We're just watching it and applauding. Yeah, go for it. It's just a character in a dream that we're watching. That's just, but it has nothing to do with us. We just follow the principles. Krishna has laid out the process. He's given us the acharyas to tell us to modify the process for the time we're in. We just follow it, and gradually Krishna will give us the intelligence to experience and understand everything properly. Anyone who follows the process will wake up, that's all. The only question is we won't have to want it to wake up. When we wake up, we'll find out how wonderful everyone else is. So, in Krishna consciousness, how wonderful Krishna is, and how wonderful everyone else is. And therefore, the whole idea is the only thing that prevents us from waking up is that we don't want to. We want to be in the center. We want to think we're in the center, although we can never be in the center.
That answered most of my inquiries. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.